314-776-4000 or rnrportablecontainers.com. They really do want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Attention business owners in need of cash. Business owners are finally able to get the cash they need to fund their business. Yes, you heard that right. If you've been in business for at least a year and deposit over $15,000 monthly into your business account, you could qualify for up to $100,000 or more in as little as 24 hours. Just call 1-800-514-2774. Aquity's amazing new Get Cash for Your Business program is so effective it virtually eliminates the need to look for any more capital. Business owners nationwide are receiving the money they need now to help grow their business, hire new employees, purchase equipment, or any other business reason with no restrictions. But hurry, this program won't last forever. Again, if you've been in business for over a year and deposit $15,000 or more into your business bank account, you could get up to $100,000 or more in as little as 24 hours. Call 1-800-514-2774 to find out how. 1-800-514-2774.
Find your inner creativity and let your ingenuity fly with a visit to Schaefer's Hobby Shop. March is National Craft and Hobby Month, and at Schaefer's, you'll find a team of professional hobbyists, crafters, and artists who can help you along with all of your projects. From beads and jewelry to model rockets and drones, Schaefer's has a department for everyone. One visit to Schaefer's Hobby Shop on Gravois near Lindbergh can be the beginning of a lifetime of creativity. Online at SchaeferHobby.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
On April 5th, St. Louis City voters will determine the future of the earnings tax.
I'm voting no. Too many special deals for wealthy business owners.
And working families like mine have to pay the full tax. It's not fair.
A no vote will phase out the tax over 10 years. That's right for St. Louis.
I'm voting no.
I'm definitely voting no on Prop E.
The working people of St. Louis City deserve better. I'm voting no.
Paid for by Vote No on the E-Tax. Debbie Schneider, Treasurer.
New Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal MicroGuard Cat Litter seals and destroys immediate odors. Yeah. Plus prevents future bacterial odors for 7-day odor control. Guaranteed.
Penguin's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
good bone health.
From it. So get loose and up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Give me good bone health or give me no health at all.
Yeah.
Patrick Henry said that, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 15th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Not to be confused with any other kitchen and bath place, even if there's a slight similarity in names. You want to make sure the name Price is in the company you're dealing with, or at least one of the companies you're dealing with, and go talk to others. That's okay, because you know who will win in the end if you're smart? Thompson Price. Let's do this.
Hey!
The control board is operated by Eon the Peon. I think most of you know that. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you would like to find out how much money it is going to take for you to retire comfortably, it would be a good idea to sit down for a no-cost or obligation meeting with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Here's the guy who was a little bit late jumping in on that, but hey, no surprise. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser on. Dan, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Whoa, you messed up bad, too.
You know what? I said, how's it going? And you said, it's contagious. Let's try to edit that out. Okay. Edit all that out.
All right.
And then we'll pick it up.
At markandjason.com?
No, we'll pick it up. 3, 2, 1. And Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
That was like a zombie sound. Brain.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He's the happiest guy in the world. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jim.
And Rat Boy claims, and it's not for me to say this didn't happen, but he says last night Bernice came to him in a dream. And he
really?
Said it wasn't just a regular dream. He's convinced she actually spoke to him from heaven.
Whoa.
Now, this is powerful. You know those movies like about the kid that saw Jesus when he on near-death experience? Mm-hmm. There's another one now with Jennifer Garner, Miracles Are Real or something. He says this, honest to goodness, happened. Bernice was there in his room. And he said that she said, "Psst, Rat Boy, good news from heaven. Plenty of, what do you say she said?
Cheese.
Plenty of cheese."
Wow.
That is good news. And you know what? Rat Boy said he's going to start walking the straight and narrow because now he wants to go to heaven.
Yep.
He wants to make sure he goes to heaven because, you know, plenty of cheese. Give that, please, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Loves Bruce. Bill Cleveland will join us, the man who has gotten accustomed to becoming patient and just sort of assuming that at least 2 or 3 days a week he'll have to go late because, hey, we run late. What can I tell you? When you got people on the phone that are interesting, you can't just blow them off like other stations do. We are brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, and it is important to make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you're talking to. And the reason I say one of the companies, I think if I'm a realist here, I don't think that, I would like to think this is true, that the only company you call would be Thompson Price. I can save you a lot of trouble by telling you to just call them, because that's more than likely who you're going to end up with. But the reality is a lot of people, I think, because this is a big expense. This is not inexpensive. It's a big decision. If you do it right, you're not going to do it for $5,000. So they're going to talk to a couple of people. That's okay. Pick any three other companies you want. And then when it's down to making a decision, you're going to base your decision certainly on price. But if you're smart, you're not going to go with another company just because their bid was less money. It's possible that a company who bid a little less could be really good, but it's also possible the reason the bid is less is because they cut some corners that you'll never know they cut. Less superior products, for example, cabinetry or appliances, workmanship. Thompson Price doesn't cut any corners. The only corners they cut are like cutting the corner of the cabinet if it has to be cut. They do not and will not do inferior work or put in inferior material. They didn't get to be where they are by doing that. And where they are is a leader, Thompson Price, who is in, and get ready, the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame.
Ooh. Yeah. They don't just let anybody in there.
They sure don't. Not exactly a destination if you're on vacation, and we're going to go to Disney World and Yellowstone and the Kitchen Bath Hall of Fame. I know that. But there is such a thing, and he's in it, and it's very hard to get in. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Yes, they do have a showroom. Thank you for asking. It's in De Pere. It's less than a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli. This is a terrific company, and they are perfectionists, and there'll come a point in their process where you will say to yourself, I wonder if this is really necessary, answering all these questions. The answer is yes, it is. It is necessary. If you want to end up with the perfect kitchen or bathroom, the one and only one built exactly and specifically for you and your family, yes, it's necessary. And you'll be glad that they had this process. Thompson and Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Don't you dare be caught riding in any cab that's not a Laclede cab. If you're AM and the PM, and don't you let your parents, your elderly parents, if you're going to put them in a cab, unless you hate them and want them dead or to be in an accident or something and you want to don't care about the quality of life and their cab ride, yeah, then put them in something else. Otherwise, if you're AM and the PM, put them in a Laclede cab. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. Please download it. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, I think Bill should make the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame one of his destinations for one of his road trips.
Ooh.
Hey, you might be on to something there.
Now you're talking.
You know, there is, honest to God, a Hall of Fame and a museum for every single thing under the sun. I was actually going to mention talking about things that people collect today, and I've actually met a lot of really interesting people with a lot of interesting collections during my Bill on the Road trips. One of them, you actually mentioned, Frank, someone that has collected elephants. I met a guy in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Not real elephants.
Well, but, yeah, like toy elephants or little figures and things. And
yeah, because if you collected real elephants, you'd need a huge building.
Yeah, it would be a pretty big building for that. This guy had over 12,000 elephants.
Whew.
Wow.
He got a couple of them, I guess, for a wedding gift, some of this little joke, and then they went on the honeymoon, and they got, you know, oh, they found one on vacation or what. And so, anyway, these people started bringing him these things, and he amassed, like, 12,000 of these things, and it's a museum in Gettysburg, and,
And, you know, I know what you're saying. It's not so much everything has a Hall of Fame, but for everything you can think of, there, if there's not a Hall of Fame, there is a museum for those things.
Just 2 weeks ago, I was down in Joplin, Missouri, and they have the world's cookie cutter museum. People collect cookie cutters.
Goodness.
And there's a, you know, there's a, and you know what? I used to be sort of cynical and sort of like, oh, my God. But you know what? If you're not hurting anybody, who cares? Well, why not? Well, let them collect them.
When you're a kid, there's nothing like being in the kitchen. The flour has been rolled out. And you take a cookie cutter and you cut out, and then when you're finished, you go, look, it's a little man, or it's a star. It's like a big deal when you're a kid. My kids, of course, never experienced that because my wife has never rolled out flour.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to bring that up.
Well, Peon missed it anyway from Bill.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Anyway.
I said anyway?
Yeah, you did.
Way to go, Peon.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Dan.
Well, it's a primary day here in Missouri and, of course, over in Illinois. A lot of people are not really thrilled about any of the candidates. In fact, the voting today was sort of like picking the color of a car that's going to run over you.
That's a pretty good example, I guess.
Yeah. And baseball manager Don Mattingly says he's going to enforce a no facial hair policy with the Marlins this season.
Oh.
Which should go along, I guess, well with their other policy. If you've been to a Marlins game, they have that no fans policy.
Oh, yeah. Vern Rapp did that to the Cardinals in the 70s. He was the manager for the Cardinals for a couple of years.
Listen, you're Mr. Cardinal historian.
Yeah.
Wow, how about that?
He made Al Hrabowski shave his mustache.
And that's why he was the mad Hungarian. He was mad because he made him shave.
Yes.
He wasn't mad before then.
That report from San Francisco, they say it's the most expensive city if you are a single person in the United States because of the cost of the gym memberships, date nights, and clothing. If you don't mind being overweight, alone, and naked, though, it's pretty affordable.
Yeah, well, it would be me, probably.
Oh, and finally, this happened.
I would probably be alone if I were there.
Well, here's a little interesting trivia for you. David Beckham, you know David Beckham, soccer star?
Sure.
And his wife, Victoria Beckham, she's a former Spice Girl, are richer than Queen Elizabeth.
Hang on a minute. I believe he said Victoria Beckham. What is this? I mean, missed the anyway. He missed
I didn't
that.
Hear the anyway.
Are you okay?
Yeah. It was the anyway was it was a, right. I mean, it was very subtle.
Let me do a sobriety check. Peon, follow my finger.
All right.
Okay, left. Okay, he's sober. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bill.
Wait, I said anyway again?
No.
No, the one time.
No, the one time when you did it. It was very subtle and just kind of thrown in there.
You guys are really ruining this whole thing.
No, we're not. We made it better. Yeah.
So we got David Beckham and Victoria Beckham, former Spice Girl, actually richer than Queen Elizabeth.
Ooh.
Or in other words, Posh Spice is doing better than Old Spice.
Oh, I like it. That's good.
It would have been funnier earlier. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KPR.
Right, thank you, Bill.
Okay. See ya.
Normally, you don't like to do, Bill Cleveland, by the way, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Normally, you don't like to do two things a day apart, like the same thing the next day. But I think tomorrow, I'm going to start off with this collection thing again. I really enjoyed listening to what these people collected. So if you didn't get in and you collect stuff, call us tomorrow. Right after we go on the air, we'll talk to you. Don't like to do political talk. It is Super Tuesday or whatever, another Super Tuesday. But I want you to think about something. You people who are so divided and so opinionated and so dug in and refuse to even consider the other side's viewpoint on anything. I believe that to most people, because I think most people are very simple. I'm simple, meaning I don't know enough to have a lot of complicated knowledge and analyze all this. So I just look at it the way I think most simple people do. When you see people who oppose, we'll use Donald Trump and Hillary, because it looks like they're going to be the two. When you see people who oppose Trump acting like a bunch of complete morons, you assume those are the Hillary people. They're not the Trump people.
Oh, they've been saying that that's the Bernie Sanders people.
Okay, but they're not. They're not. They're both.
Yeah.
Sanders, Hillary, whatever. Yeah. They're the Democrat side. All right? You assume, I think a lot of people watch that and go, those Democrats, look at them, look how they're acting. And then I think you can also assume when Hillary has a rally or Sanders, I don't see that from the other side. I don't see that same behavior. So to me, I think you're doing yourself so much harm when you play that knucklehead game of being ejected from a rally, not wanting the other side to speak. You're being allowed to speak, but you don't want them to speak. That you hurt your own cause. And I think this makes a lot of sense, that somebody out there who's sort of on the fence sees how, in their minds, the non-Trump people are acting and go, I don't want to be one of those people. Maybe they're looking more favorably at the Trump side. I think that makes sense. And I also believe that 90% of these people that you see pulling this crap, they have no idea why they're even there. I watched a reporter live at the Trump thing in St. Louis and in Chicago, two different reporters live in the crowd, grab a protester and just say, can I have a minute? They brought him over and said, what exactly are you protesting? And one of them said, we're protesting Donald Trump. And he said, but why? We just are. And then another one said, I don't want to talk about it. And the reporter said, well, hold on a second. You obviously have a strong stand here that you want the world to hear. Here's a national television forum. Tell us what it is you are protesting. I don't want to talk about it. Translation, I have no idea why I'm here except it's a party for me.
Yeah.
And I was paid to be here by a handful of people who organize these groups. And folks, let me tell you something else. And we're not going to, don't email me. I don't get into that. But I'm going to give you what I think is a legitimate take on these protesters. The people protesting aren't scared to death of Donald Trump being president. They don't care. They're, for the most part, a bunch of misfits. Looking for a party, looking for a couple of bucks, wanting to be on television. They're not scared of Donald Trump being president, but you know who is? The people behind him. And the people behind them are the members of what they call the cronyism crowd, the people who are petrified at the thought of somebody being president that they can't call in markers to, that doesn't owe them something. And if you don't think that every president, Bush, Clinton, the other Bush, Obama, if you don't think they're in the pockets of people who put them where they are and that they never, ever give any special consideration to that guy who donated $10 million, you're out of your mind, because that's exactly how it works. Here comes a guy. He doesn't owe anybody anything. And they're petrified. The people in Congress and the Senate are petrified. They're used to being on the take and getting perks and having lobbyists and constituents who've funneled money to them. They're used to being able to... Well, the people who put them there are used to being able to have favors called in. They're not going to get that anymore. Those fat cats aren't getting anything because they got nothing coming because they didn't do anything for Trump's campaign. That is not a statement of support for him. That's a statement of what I believe to be fact. And if you think about it, the people who should be the most frightened of Donald Trump are, one, people who think that what he says is insane, the people who believe that he's crazy and out there and doesn't have a clue, okay, that group. But then the group that is so afraid because they're so accustomed to getting what they want by calling in a marker, they're not going to get that anymore. They're not going to get it anymore. And then there's Hillary.
I
love it when they ask people, why do you support Hillary? I have yet, and I've watched at least three dozen reporters ask the people at Hillary thing, why are you for Hillary? I have yet to hear one of them who's even smart enough to know one thing that she's done. I didn't say she hadn't done anything. I've never heard one of them mention one thing that she's done.
I don't think any of them mention anything. They say, why are you? Because I saw some people.
But I have with Trump.
That are supporting Trump. I heard the one guy that I heard.
He liked The Apprentice.
He went through a laundry list of stuff. But then there was another guy said he's going to change America. That's what he's
going to
do.
OK, well, that's not a good answer. But okay. I have heard people say, I like the fact of finally controlling what we've let get out of control. Mm. Anybody and everybody just come in here and be lawbreakers and criminals and whatever. I like that.
Yeah.
So they do have things that they like about what he said, while other people think those same things he said are crazy.
Yeah, that's
it. Not taking a stand. Independent. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I just an observation. Notice you do not see that kind of chaos at a Hillary or Sanders rally because there aren't the same number of people scared to death for them to get in there. Because for them to get in there, to them, okay, we get to keep calling the shots from a distance. All right. Now, where was I? Oh, I know. Oh, shoot. You know what?
What?
Now I got to do the joke. I'm sorry I did that. I apologize for doing that. Don't email, because I'm sorry I did that. I got carried away, and I don't like to talk about that stuff. Now I got to get to the joke, because this joke, tell Mike Evans he's going to be cut short. This joke requires to be told properly an adequate amount of time. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm sorry. I'm not kidding. I'm sorry I did that. I don't like to do political things. So don't email me. I've already apologized to you. I need to explain to you why this joke does not have an Eskimo in it. This joke has a man who lives as far up north in the coldest climates, isolated, desolate, that you can be, but he's not an Eskimo because Eskimos don't have beards. Native American Indians and Eskimos can't grow beards. They have no facial hair. They have no back hair, chest hair. That's a fact. This man is just a rugged survivalist loner, and he hasn't shaved for 40 years. You can imagine the beard, but he needs it to stay warm. He's in a place where the temperature averages zero. He lives alone. He hasn't been into town for 30 years. He has a fuel tank with all the fuel he'll need for another 10 or 20 years for his snowmobile. He has his harpoon, his warm clothing, his fire, his little shack, As I said, snowmobile, plenty of blubber for candles. He's all set. And he's smart. He's a survivor. He can work on his own snowmobile. He, when he bought it, ordered in advance like 20 years worth of parts in case anything happened. But now, for the first time, that's the sound of the snowmobile.
Yeah.
Obviously does not sound, no, you're right, Pion, that's not good. That's not a good sound. And blue smoke coming out. He thinks, uh-oh. After trying in vain, he can't repair. He's thinking, I'm going to the first time in decades drive into the closest town, which is 200 miles away through the snow, to get this thing repaired. I hope it'll make it in. Sputtering, spitting smoke. I'll stop along the way, adjust what I can. Oh, my goodness, I hope I can make it. If I don't, I'll die out in the middle of nowhere in the snow. So he puts some fuel, extra fuel on board, and off he goes. Snowmobile. And he travels, and he travels, and he travels. At 199 miles. Quits. Big puff of smoke. He pushes it the last mile. And there's the town. And right in front of him, a sign that says snowmobile repair. He's thinking, oh my goodness, thank goodness. He pushes it over there and says, excuse me. And the owner looks at this guy with this leathery cheeks and forehead and massive beard, worn, looks 30 years older than he even is, and says, old timer, can I help you? He says, it's my snowmobile. I can usually fix it, but something bad wrong. Could you take a look at it? He says, sure, it'll be a couple hours. But I'll be happy to take a look at it. Okay, I'll wait. And the grizzled, bearded man just stands there, and the owner of the snowmobile repair shop says, partner, there's a cafe right across the street. If you want to go over there, I'll come over once I've taken a look at the snowmobile and let you know what was wrong. He said, what's a cafe? He said, are you serious? He goes, no, sir, I haven't been in town 40 years, maybe. He said, well, it's a place to eat. Just go in, oh, they'll take care of you. So he walks in, sits down, waitress comes over, looks down. She's never seen such a weathered, grizzled old guy or a beard that thick. She says, can I help you? He says, I don't know. Where am I? She said, well, you're in Jimmy's Cafe. Would you like a menu? He said, what's a menu? She said, oh, my goodness. It's a thing we have. It tells you what food we serve. And at that minute, the old, grizzled, Icelandic survivalist looks over and sees a kid with his parents eating something that he looks like he's enjoying so much that he says to the waitress, he says, what is that that kid's eating? She said, you mean ice cream? He goes, what is it? She says, it's ice cream, for goodness sakes. He says, I'll have that. That looks good. She says, coming right up. And he was also attracted to it because he could tell it was cold. He's used to cold. So she brings him a bowl of ice cream. Now, this man lives off whale blubber, makes his own spears. He doesn't know utensils. So he reaches in with his bare hands and starts shoving this ice cream in his face. He loves it. And he just keeps, and he's got ice cream all in his beard. And the waitress comes by and says, everything okay? Right, give me some more. She brings him more ice cream. He just keeps shoveling in. His beard is filled with ice cream. About that time, there's a tap on the shoulder. He looks over. He looks up to his left, and there is the snowmobile repairman. And the snowmobile repairman looks down at this grizzled, bearded guy with a beard full of ice cream, and he says, hey, looks like you blew a seal. He goes, no, this is ice cream.
Meet me. All right, let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Wiley.
Well, some good news. They have finally cleared the accident on northbound 170 south of Highway 270. Now, still expect some slow-to-stop-and-go areas from St. Charles Rock Road all the way up through Highway 270, eastbound 270, that's thinning out. You're slow east of McDonald through 170. You have westbound 70 drivers, a little heavy around Jennings Station Road, Lucas and Hunt. You're going to be slow from Highway 170 through Lindbergh, southbound 170 from Olive down through Highway 40, stop and go. Eastbound 40, you're slowing east of, and frankly, it's jamming, east of Kings Highway all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. On westbound 40, you're slowing east of Kings Highway. That goes out through McCausland. You're also going to be a little heavy from Clarkson down through Boone's Crossing. Stop and go on southbound 270, south of Page, down through Ladue, and a couple little slow spots from that point down through Doherty Ferry. And then you have an accident on eastbound 44 near Grand that has the right lane blocked. And this traffic report is brought to you by Burger King. Right now, get two croissant sandwich for just $4. Piled high with thick cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two croissant which for $4. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. We're live. We're local. What does that mean to you? While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans. Doesn't get more local than that. Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, men. Here's a lesson on how to avoid being that guy. That guy cleans his CPAP system by hand every day. What a hassle. But this guy uses SoClean, the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. That guy has disgusting germs growing in his system, which could make him sick. This guy kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes with SoClean. And that guy, he doesn't even know there's a better way. This guy knows for a limited time you can try SoClean at home, risk-free for 30 days. All you have to do is call 1-800-700-1821. SoClean is the revolutionary hands-free way to clean your CPAP system. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't be that guy. Be this guy. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-700-1821. Hurry, that's 1-800-700-1821.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 1-800-684-5419 now. That's 1-800-684-5419 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 1-800-684-5419 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-684-5419. 1-800-684-5419.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-700-4215.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-700-4215. That's 1-800-700-4215. 1-800-700-4215.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You can save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin Insulation has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by over 20% each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving on your heating and cooling bills this year. Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
The 2016 St. Louis FC season kicks off Saturday, April 16th versus the Tulsa Roughnecks at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Make your plans now for the 2016 season and be a part of the tailgating, cheering, chanting, and sold-out crowds that supported the team all last season. Professional soccer is back. Season tickets start at just $150. For season tickets or individual game tickets, call 636-680-0997 or go to stlouisfc.com.
The Center for Health, Environment, and Justice, based in New York, calls polyvinyl chloride, vinyl or PVC, one of the most hazardous consumer products ever created. Companies are beginning to discontinue the use of PVC altogether. It appears that the plastic or vinyl may be reaching the end of its own life cycle. The trouble is that's not going to do much about the PVC that has already been created. Do your research before choosing vinyl or PVC and the dangers of these products. Visit SayNoToVinyl.com to see the scary truth behind what the vinyl industry will not tell you. Learn more at SayNoToVinyl.com, paid for by the Coalition Against Vinyl. All rights reserved.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Our Z700 series combines strength and stability with powerful transmissions, terrain-hugging wide-stance rear tires, and a low center of gravity. Now, during our Get Set to Save sales event, get zero down and 0% financing for 4 years, or great customer instant rebates on Kubota Z700 zero-turn mowers. Now through March 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
The only thing I love more than chocolate is a great deal. So was I ever pleased when I clicked on GoToDobbs.com. Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers has great deals on brand name tires and expert auto service. See for yourself the sweet deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com today.
This is Dr. Dan Gagliotti. I host the Superior Healthcare Show every Saturday at 3 o'clock. But you can also call me right now. Are you or your family suffering with chronic pain, joint pain, or migraines? Did you know that all of these can be traced back to your nerve system? Stop putting Band-Aids over the issue. Stop covering up your symptom. Address the cause. Solve the problem. Call us at Superior Healthcare, 314-394-1923. Listen to Superior Healthcare every Saturday and call us now at 314-394-1923.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we can do this if he starts off with, and finally, we'll be okay.
Oh, boy.
From Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Here is, for the next minute or two, Mike Evans, everybody.
Major League Baseball right around the corner. So on this date, it'll be tied in with our date in history in 1869. What is the very first baseball team to be professionally organized? New York Giants, Cincinnati Red Stockings, the Boston Braves, or the New Jersey Power? Answer in just a minute. More sports, Mike Evans, March Madness, Phillies forecast, Final Four. Sorry, no Kansas. Oregon, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Villanova. Sorry about that. Pamela Anderson is a nut. She wants all prisoners in all prisons to be healthier and is suggesting that they all be put on vegan diets.
Well, I'm with her. I'm with her there.
Millions and millions of dollars.
Let's
also,
do
she
it.
Thinks there should be a spa for all the all the prisoners. It would make them a lot more calmer.
Let's do it.
Uh-huh. New York judge won't be happy when he hears a report that this weekend Madonna, still fighting for child support of her son Rocco, was so drunk on stage she laid on stage, just laid out on stage, and invited men to come and have sex with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do I never go to a concert like that?
Be happy about that. Trump International Golf Resort on Thursday. Trump is talking about playing Briarcliff, getting away for one day. Well, that'll be interesting because Bill Clinton plays Briarcliff. He's an honorary member the same day. That could be awkward. Date history, and finally.
What a pro. What a... That round of applause is for professionalism, folks.
Year is 1869. What was the first professional baseball team to be organized? New York Giants, New York, New Jersey Power, the Cincinnati Red Stockings, or the Boston Braves?
Whoa. Thank goodness there's no team now with the word stockings
in
it.
I'll go Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Because of the stockings thing being so dated, I'll go Cincinnati.
Answer Cincinnati
yeah.
Red Stockings.
Yeah.
I gotta say
he didn't even throw a fit.
Mm-mm. No.
He must be sick.
Yeah, or drunk.
Or, well, that's a possibility. Mike Evans, I promise tomorrow will be longer. Sorry for the taking so long to tell the joke and from even mentioning anything political. I really am. And, or not. Mike is brought to you, of course, by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market next door to each other. East end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. They sell truckloads of gift cards, and if you want to give somebody something and not have to worry, well, I hope they'll like it, then do that. Gift cards from either Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse, American Equity Mortgage. I do hope you remember the difference between their name and their phone number and anybody else's name and phone number. 314-878-9999. AmericanEquity.com. Not any other company with equity or American in it. And a lot of these other companies also have .com in their website. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Well, what was that?
Copiers.
Copiers. Copy of American Equity. They have to have .com in their website. American Equity Mortgage primarily does two things. Helps people get in the homes that they want, that they've bought, or that they're going to buy and help them buy with the mortgage. Two, they help people borrow smart money, whether if they're homeowners. Whether the mortgage for that home is with American Equity or somebody else, they'd be happy to show you how that using the equity in that home is the smartest way to get money, to borrow money. Because the smart way to borrow money is the lowest interest rate you can get. That's the smartest way to borrow it. And that's what you're going to get if you use the equity in your house. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Meet me. All right, let's get a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Got a new crash on eastbound Highway 40 just east of Clayton Watson that's blocking the right lane. Looks like traffic is backed up right at Lindbergh. Now, westbound drivers, you're slowing on 40 from Kings Highway through McCausland. A little bit slow from McKnight to where this accident is. Then a good run out to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, still heavy van have entered to the Poplar Street Bridge. Another crash on southbound 270 near Graboy, and it looks like gear heavy back to Highway 44. And then you've got southbound Telegraph really jamming up from Highway 255 to about Baumgartner. And this traffic report brought to you by CC's Pizza. Ready for an adventure in flavor? CC's brings new flatbread pizzas to the Unlimited Buffet. Three new flavors to explore for the same great value, just five and change. Only at CC's, better believe it. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. Big Sports Show.
Hey, it's Jim Huer, and on Tuesday, it is a big day for elections in the area. So we'll start the Big Sports Show at 6 o'clock with Hockey Sense, live from Obi Clark's, and then Sports Medicine in the 7 o'clock hour. In the 8 o'clock hour, Colin Jeffrey and the news crew takes over with election results.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Advance Auto Parts presents Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100, get 20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense.
Every day, millions of people suffer from good health.
Oh, I hate feeling so good all the time. What's right with me?
If you're in optimal health, chances are you're taking all-natural Texas superfood.
It's so annoying getting a good night's sleep. I am so awake every day.
Each bottle is packed with over 55 fruits and vegetables picked at their peak. Then we add nothing.
Just once, I'd like to experience intestinal discomfort just like everybody else.
It's been fun. Hey, if you collect anything, be prepared to call us tomorrow. We'll take another run at that. That was fun. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves.